Begin the current daf. Masechet Nazir, daf Tezayin. Begin 11 lines down by the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues with the third parak of Masechet Nazir, parak Misha Amar. This Mishnah continues on, continues where the previous Mishnah left off regarding the Kabbalas of Naziris, regarding what are the halachas regarding when a person makes a certain Kabbalah of an acceptance of a Naziris. As the Mishnah explains, Misha Amar Hareini Nazir, the classic way of a person accepting upon himself a vow of Naziris. He says, I'm going to be a Nazir. So the halacha is, Megaleach Yim Shleish Me'achad. So he cuts his hair, which is the term always given generally for the conclusionary process of being a Nazir, which is he cuts off his hair and he brings his karbanas. This is on day 31. Now, as the Rush explains, as much of our Mishnah is dependent upon this machlekes that was mentioned in the previous daf between Rav Masna and Barpada, where is Stam Naziris Shleishim Yim, like Rav Masna, or 29 days, like Barpada. So the Rush explains, according to Rav Masna, who he said that a generic Naziris is 30 days, so obviously it's pretty obvious when you finish the generic Naziris of 30 days, day 31 is the day when you bring your karbanas. According to Barpada, that he said that Stam Naziris, a generic Naziris of Harsini, Hareini Nazir, is 29 days, so truthfully, the haircutting should be in day 30, but the reason is, as we explained in the previous daf, it's as if Ka'imer Shleim, as if he said, I want it to be a full 30 days. Within the halacha is you do it for 30 days, and then day 31 is the haircut. And the reason being, as the Rush there explained, is because since people generally round off to the number 30, even though it's only 29 days, so then there might be a time when the person will say 30 and not just Hareini Nazir, and then he'll have to do it on day 31. Therefore, we made all of Nazirois, even Stam Nazirois of 29 days, their haircutting and the karbon is to be on day 31, not day 30. Now, the Mishnah says, but if instead of doing the haircut and the karbanas on day 31, the Nazir did on day 30, then Yatzi has fulfilled his obligation. Now again, according to Barpada, that makes sense, because he held biblically the Naziris is only 29 days and that really it should be on day 30. It's only rabbinically that they made on day 31. So therefore, if you did it day 30, you have fulfilled your obligation. According to Rav Masna, we explained in the previous parak that the reason why it's going to work on day 30, even though you have to first do 30 days in Naziris and then the next day bring it, is because of the halachic concept known as miktas yom kekula. Part of the day is like the whole day, and therefore, even though you do it on day 30, but like the first half of day 30 is like you already did 30 days, and the second half is almost like day 31, and that's why b'diyavad, after the fact, one has fulfilled his obligation of the hair cutting and the karbanas on day 30. Now, however, the Mishnah tells us if instead of saying Hareini Nazir, he says Hareini Nazir Shleishim Yom, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days, then if he cuts his hair on day 30, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Now, according to Rav Masna, it's obvious because the halacha is that he's accepting upon himself 30 days. Now, moreover, according to Barpada, he agrees because although, let's say, in a regular Naziris, when you say Hareini Nazir, it's only 29 days, here where the person specified he wants it to be 30 days, you need to have 30 full days. And that's why even according to Rav Masna, who he says usually mixes him kukulai, here it's like you're saying that, no, I want to have full 30 days, and that's why you don't say miktzim kekulei, and even though by Hareini Nazir you do say that, here if you're adding on the extra words shleishim yayim, where according to Rav Masna, regular Nazir is always 30 days, why he's saying that is because you want it to be shleimim, whole, and that's why if you do it on day 30, you're not fulfilled your obligation. Now, the Mishnah says, Mishnah Nazir shtei Naziris. Someone accepted upon himself two different vows of Naziris. So they have to be consecutive. So the halacha is megaleches rishayna yom shleishim yachad. So the first one, as we just said before, like atchila, you cut your hair on day 31. Now v'sashnia, the second one, which starts on now on that same day, is yom shleishim yachad. You cut that and do the karbanas on day 61, because on that day 31, which is when you start the second one, its 30th day is going to be on day 60, and then the 31st day, which is when you're supposed to bring your karbanas, is day 61. Now, but if you ended up doing the hair cutting of the first one on day 30, which we said that b'di'avad it works on day 30, so the megaleches hashniyah yom shishim, then you cut the hair of the second one on day 60, because if you're starting on day 30, its 30th day is going to be day 59, and then the 31st day is on day 60. Now v'megilech yom shishim chaser echad, but if you cut the hair for the second one on the 59th day, then yotze you have fulfilled your obligation. Because Bezu Aidus Hayed Reb Pafayis, this is the testimony that Reb Pafayis said, Amisha Nazar Shtei Naziris, regarding somebody that accepted upon himself a vow of two Nazirois, Shemigilach Ezra Shein Yom Shleishim. If he does the first one, B'di Yevet, where he cuts the first one on day 30, And he cuts his hair for the second one on day 60. That's when you're supposed to, because if you're doing the day 31, now for the second one is on day 60. But if you do 60 minus 1, which is 59, then you have fulfilled your obligation, which you're really doing b'di'evet on both. And the reason is because the 30th day counts for the count really for both of them. For the first Nazir, day 30 counts as the 31st day, because you're going to say that Miktas Yem Kukuloi, according to Rapadu, you don't have to come on to that. And then on the next cycle, with the next Naziris, where day 30 is day 1, so therefore day 59 is going to be day 30, which again, but the Yevid, if you cut your hair on day 30, it's going to work. So that's why the person is ultimately going to be able to be concluding his second Naziris, but the Yevid, on day 59. Now the Mishnah continues, Misha Amahareini Nazir. Someone says, I am a Nazir. So Nitma Yom Shloshim, if he becomes Tamei on day 30, Seisei HaKoil, he has demolished and he lost everything of his Naziris that he counted as the Halacha by Naziris. It becomes Tamei in the middle of his Naziris. So he loses it all. Now here also, where if it's on day 30, and he didn't yet finish his Naziris, so even though it's all the way at the end, but you have to now count over all your Naziris. Now the Rosh explains again that according to Rav Masna, it makes sense that biblically it's being Seisei and undoing all his Naziris, and he has to bring Karban Tuma, which what is Karbanis you have to bring if you become Tamei Mila, be counting Naziris, because according to Rav Masna, 30 days is part of the generic Naziris of Areni Nazir, so it's still within your Naziris. So it's Seisei Sakal, and you have to bring Karbanis, it's a biblical Stira. According to Bar Pada, the Stira is only going to be rabbinically, because he holds actually that biblically it's only 29 days. So if you become Tamei day 30, it's only rabbinically that requires 30 days, and therefore, you're not going to bring a carbon tumah, because biblically, you're not really tummy within the framework of your biblical naziris. So therefore, yes, you're going to have to count all over, only because the rabbinic law, and therefore, that doesn't allow you to bring a carbon of chulin into the azar. Rabbi Eliezer, that's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Then on day 30, it'll be seiser esakal. Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, he argues, he says, ena seiser ela shiva, which the interpretation means to say, it's not really seiser anything, it just means you have to wait through the 7 days of Tuma, that you became Tame, till you become Tar, to then conclude your process of Teglachas and the Karbanis that you bring. And the reason being is because Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rapada, doesn't have this rabbinic gezera of making 30 days instead of 29 days. So if you become Tame on day 30, it's okay, you're not within the framework of your Tum, of your Naziris. According to Rav Masna, because the reason of why Rabbi Eliezer says it's not Seiser, even though according to Rav Masna, 30 days is biblical and you're in the middle of your 30th day, is because he holds mixtus im kukulai. So even though you're in the middle of the 30th day, but the first half of the 30th day is like you finished 30 days already. Now that you become tamei, we see it as past the 30 days, and therefore it's not going to be seis of the 30 days. But Rabbanon, they hold, yes, like Rav Masna, mixtus im kukulai, but that's only after you bring your karbanis. If you didn't bring your karbanis yet, we can't view it as already post the 30th day, and therefore you're still within the 30 days, and that's why they hold it seis or sekha. Now, however, the Mishnah says, Harini Nazir Shleshim Yoim. That was if you said Harini Nazir, which, again, according to Bar Pada, it means 29, but rabbinically means 30, and Rav Masna means biblically 30. But then we have this Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Tanakhama. But if, let's say, he says explicitly, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days, then Nitma Yim Shleshim, then it becomes Tomei on the 30th day, then Seisur Es HaKol. And according to everybody, it's going to be Seisur everything. And the reason being is because since he said explicitly, I want it for 30 days, then why are you adding that on, especially according to Rav Masna's interpretation? Obviously, it's because you want it to be shleimim, and that you don't want to utilize the concept of miktsim kukulei, and that's what your blazer would agree. Because the only reason why he says that it's not seis is because you already see it past 30 days because miktsim kukulei, but that's only if you said Arini Nazir. Why are you adding on the words lamed yom? Because you want a full 30 days, and therefore up until the end of the 30th day, you're still within your Naziris, and when a person becomes Tamei in his Naziris, it's Seisur Es HaKol, it demolishes, undoes everything that he counted, he has to start counting over. Now, Hareini Nazir Mei Yom. If someone says, I want to be a Nazir for 100 days, Nitma Yom Meya, if he becomes Tamei on the 100th day, Seisur Es HaKol, Tanakama holds, as he said before, you're still within your framework, even if you hold Mixim Kukuloi, but you didn't bring your Karbanis yet, you're still within it, and therefore you tummy, it demolishes everything. The Yazim, he says, in the Seisr Eloshleshim. It's only Seisr 30. Now, this is actually was brought in the previous daf, that a drasha from Eliezer, that if you become Tami B'yoyim Malays, because here it's the day that he concludes his Naziris, then as it has a darshan from the Pasuk, is that you give him the Toiras Naziris, which is halacha of 30 days. And therefore, since the person wanted it for 100 days, and you're in the middle of, and you're on your last day, it's called M'yoyim Malays. Malays is the period of your Naziris. Rabbi Eliezer says that although, yes, your tummy within your accepted Naziris, which is a full 100 days, but since it's B'yoyim Malays, which is a separate special Gezeiras HaKasev, it's only going to be the Toras Naziris, which is the generic Naziris of 30 days. Now, Nitma Yoymeya Ve'echad, if the person became tummy on the 101st day, meaning before he brought his Karbanis, then the Tanna Kama says Seisr Shleshim Yoyim, then that is only Seisr 30 days. As the Rush explains, this is a rabbinic gezeira where that it should demolish if you become tummy on your Yom Tegelachas, which is always the day after you finished your period of Naziris, which is on 100 days Naziris, is on day 101, you bring your carbon. Now the reason why we said that it should be Seisr, even though you already passed your Naziris, your Achamalais, your past Naziris, that's going to be Seisr 30 days, is because of what's called Atu Yom Kof. We're concerned that if we allow you to get away without being Seisr on the 101st day when you bring your Karbanis, you might come to confuse that with the 100th day too. Why? Because we said before, B'diyavid, if you bring it on the 100th day, then the Tagalachas is going to work. Your Karbanis are going to be valid, as we said, because of Mixtus Yom Kekulay. Now, therefore we say that just like it's Seisr on the 100th day, it's going to be Seisr on the 101st day too. However, but they were only guys that it should be Seisr, how much Astam Naziris is, which is 30 days, because really there is no halacha that it should be Seisr. It's just a gizera of confusing. So it was enough that they picked the minimum amount of how much a generic Naziris is of 30 days. That's a Tanit Kama's opinion. Rabbi Yezheimer, he says, no, ain't a Seisr ela Sheva. It's only Seisr 7 days, which again doesn't really mean that it's being Seisr anything. It just means you have to wait 7 days, which is the amount of time till you become Tahar, to be able to conclude your Naziris in a state of purity. And the reason is because this is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that we mentioned, that actually even on the 30th day itself, in the generic Naziris, he's not Geyser, that it should be Seisr. And therefore, although when we said in the case of the 100 days, which is, as the Rush explained in the previous stuff, that he wants it to be 100 days, then it's going to be Seisr, but again, since it's Yom Malais only 30 days, here, where it's a day after, even if you would make such a Gezerah, there's no reason for Rabbi Eliezer to say that it's going to be Seisr 30, because even on a regular generic Naziris, on day 30, he also holds it's not going to be Seisr anyway. So for sure here, when it's the day after, there's no reason for us to be Geyser, and that's why he holds that there's no Stira. It's only 7 days that you have to wait till you become Tar, and then you bring your Tekalachas with your Karbanas. Now the Mishnah said, Misha Amah Hareini Nazir, someone that says, I'm a Nazir, the opening case of the Mishnah. And then it said later on, this case of Nitma Yom Shleishim, and he becomes Tamei on the 30th day. So there was a Machlekes, Tanna Kamma says, Seisr HaKol, it demolishes everything because you're within the framework of your Naziris. And Rabbi Eliezer, he says, no, ain't a Seisr Ela Sheva. It's only Seisr 7 of the days, meaning it's not Seisr anything. You just have to wait till you become Tar. Now the Gemara, as it continues to Ahmed Beis, explains and already alluded to this interpretation in our Mishnah, Kesav Rabbi Eliezer, the reason is because Rabbi Eliezer holds, Kol Acher Malais, anything that's after the conclusion of your period of Naziris, so Sheva Seisr, it's only Seisr 7 days, meaning it's not Seisr anything, and there's no reason to make a Gzera. And the reason being is because even the day itself that it concludes, which the Gemara is even calling it Acher Malais, as we'll explain in a moment, why it's calling the last day Acher Malais, when that's Yom Malais, it's the day when it concludes. So that's what the Gemara says, it's calling it the day after it's concluded, that's not Seisr anything, only the 7 days that you have to wait till you become Tar. Now the reason for this is because whether you hold like Bar Pada or Rav Masna, the last day is actually really after the last day. How so? According to Bar Pada, it's considered Acher Malais, because in the Naziris, according to Bar Pada, is only 29 days. Therefore, on day 30, you only have to be Seisr 7 days. I mean, you only have to wait till you become Tar, because you're really after. You're already Acher Malais on day 30. Now, according to Rav Masna, it's also because Rabbi Eliezer holds Miktsas Yom Kekulay. Not like the Chachamim who hold that, they also hold the halacha concept of Miktsim Kekula, but only after you bring your Karbanis. Beforehand, they view it as within that framework, and therefore, Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that Miktsim Kekula, So therefore, it's already in a sense like Achar Malais, and that's why even if you become Tame, it's not going to be Saiser Es Hakel. Now the Mishnah said, however, Harini Nazir Shleishim Yoyim, but if he specified, let's even like Rav Masner says, a regular Nazir is 30 days, but here he specified explicitly, I want to be a Nazir 30 days, the Nitma Yom Shleishim comes Tame on day 30, then we said according to everybody, Saiser Es Hakel. It's going to demolish everything. As the Gemara explains, because Loi Polig Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar doesn't argue in this case, because the Amar Shleimim is because the person said that he wants it to be Shalim. Like some of Farshim, either that he said explicitly he wants it to be Shalim, or that it's implicit that he wants it to be 30, because like, as the Gemara is explaining now, according to Rav Masna's interpretation, where he said that a generic Nazirus is already 30 days, so why are you adding this superfluous terminology of, I want to be another 30 days, just saying I want another 30 days? So that's like Taisa explained, as if you said that you want it to be Shleimim. Because why else are you adding that on? And therefore, even according to Beliezer, it says Mixtis Kekulai, you want it to be Kulai, not just Mixtis Kekulai, and that's why it says to everything. It's according to Barpada, that he doesn't hold to the concept of Mixtis Kekulai. So when you say 30 days, that's obviously going to be from the counting on the Zeris, since you said explicitly you want 30 days. But Pada would agree that Rabbi Eliezer would hold that you don't say Mixim Kekulai. The only reason why he holds in the first case of a Reini Nazir that on day 30 it's not going to be Saisus HaKoil is because Bapada holds it's only 29 days. But when you say, of course, you say explicitly 30 days, so according to Bapada, it's obvious that Rabbi Eliezer would hold that on the 30th day you become Tame, you're Saisus Es HaKoil. Now the Mishnah then said, Harini Nazir Meya Yom, if someone says, I want to be Nazir 100 days, the Nitma Yomei becomes Tame the 100th day. Says Tana Kama holds Seisa Es HaKoil, you're still within the 100th day, it says everything. Rosh Rabbi Yazim, he says, Eina Seisa El Shleishim, it's only Seisa 30. And then the Gemara explains of Kula, all the interpretation of the Mishnah that we set up until now, as we alluded to a lot of this, and the Gemara mentioned it, is Kedavinim Ba Aliwa the Bar Pada Rav Masna, like the discussion we had with the opinions of Bar Pada and Rav Masna, which again was mentioned in the first parag on Daf Hei and Daf Vav, where it goes through these different interpretations based on what you hold as the generic Naziris of 29 days like Bar Pada, or and rabbinically 30, or like Rav Masna is always biblically 30 days. That's going to be the ramifications of how you interpret our Mishnah as we explain some of these finer points. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again regarding the Kabbalas of a Naziris. So the Mishnah says, Misha Nazir Behu Beveis HaKfaras. If someone accepts upon himself a vow of Naziris, and he does this while he's in the cemetery, so the Mishnah says, Afilah Hayisham Lamayim, even if he was there in the cemetery for 30 days, which is the amount of how much Naziris is, in Oilin Lemin Aminyan, none of those days go towards his counting of his 30 days of Naziris. And moreover, the Ein Mevi Karban Tumah, he also doesn't bring a Karban Tumah, which is what happens when you're a Nazir and you become Tummy, which he is as he's in the cemetery. He doesn't bring a Karban for being Tummy as a Nazir. And the reason being is because this that it says that a Nazir who becomes Tame has to bring a carbon, that's only by a Nazir that was Tahar that became Tame. Here, he was never Tahar to become Tame, he was Tame from the inception when he took upon himself the Naziris. So it's any person that's Tame that accepts upon himself a Naziris, the Mishnah tells us, does not bring the carbon of Tumah of a Nazir. Now, however, Yatza v'nichnas, however, he accepted upon himself the vow of Naziris in the cemetery. Then he left. Now, as the Rush points out, when he left, he then had the Tahara process of being in the cemetery, which is that they sprayed on him the ashes of the Paraduma day 3 and day 7, and then he immersed himself in the mikvah. Then immediately after he was sprayed on the 7th day from the ashes, and he had already immersed himself in the mikvah, that moment, the Mishnah is telling us, his Naziris resumes. It begins right then. Now, hence, if he goes back into the cemetery, even that same day, not even past, he's in the 7th day, and he goes back in. So then, if on that 7th day that he had immersed himself in the mikvah, oilin loy min haminyan. So that 7th day counts for his counting of Naziris. Now what that means is that Taisa explains, obviously nothing's going to count, because the second he goes back into, as we said, he was yatsa v'nichnas, he went out of the cemetery, went back in. Now, before he went back in, he had immersed himself, he had purified himself, and he's about to have the sundown of the 7th day. So now it's saying that it's counted for him in the context of meaning that he's tahar to become tummy when he goes back into the cemetery to demolish the counting that he had done up until now, which was, what, an hour on the seventh day? And that what he's trying to say is for the last half of the sentence, and therefore, umevi carbon tumah. He brings a carbon of a nahadzah that was tar, that became tumah, because on that day is when he started the counting of Naziris of his tahara. So that's what it means. Obviously, he's not going to be counting anything, because the moment it goes back in, it demolishes whatever he had counted. It means to say, but a counting has begun, even though it's still in the middle of the seventh day, because he already had the last zrika on him from the paraduma ashes, and he immersed himself in the mikvah. So he's already, in a sense, a nazir tahar, so that when he goes back in, he is obligated in the carbon of a nazir that became tamei. But Rabbi Yazim, he argues, he says, loy boy bayim, not on that same day. Shnem, because like it says in the Pasuk in Midbar, it says regarding a nazir that became tamei, it says, vayamim harishayim yiplu, that when it becomes tamei, so the first days will fall by the wayside, and in other words, he'll have to start counting over again. So the inference he says is, atshiyu layamim rishayim, until there are first days. In other words, that when you're on day 8 at least, I mean, you're a day past, you're when you started counting. Here, this person didn't really start counting any Naziris at all, because there's nothing for him to be Saiser. He's, unless if he, on day 2, so he has a first day that he counted, oh, he could be Saiser that. But here, where he never really had any one day, as long as he was in the cemetery, he didn't have a Naziris. When he goes out, so he has to first purify himself. Now, in the last day of purification, he was tar for just, let's say, 1 day, 1 hour. But he has to have at least 1 full day of Naziris that was done in the kosher way of counting towards it. And then the next day, if it becomes tummy, that could be Saiser at least yomim harishayim. Now, the same thing would apply for, as the Rush explains, if you have a regular Nazir. Forget about a cemetery, where a Nazir that was tar, and if he became tummy the same day that he accepted upon himself his Naziris, and that is what Rabbi Eliezer is saying, that he wouldn't bring a carbon of Naziris that became Tameh, because you have to have Yamam Rishayim. Now the Rabbanan hold that no, this Pasuk of Yamam Rishayim Yiplu, the way they interpret it is to say that whatever you had counted up until now is going to be demolished, but it doesn't have to be necessarily days. And that's the Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer Nachamim, if that same day, if you go out, and you, the same day of when you're finally becoming pure, and you go back in, if that's going to be enough to be Tahar, to become Tameh, to be obligated in the Karbanas, of a nazir that became tamei. Now, related to this halacha, the Mishnah, the Gemara says, "Itma." We learned the following machlokes amayram. Misha nazir behu beveis hakfaris. Someone accepted upon himself a vow of naziris while he was in the cemetery. Same case as the Mishnah. So we have a machlokes. V'yechidin amar naziris chalolav. A naziris vow takes effect on him. Now, what that means is that he's actually forbidden to consume wine like a nazir. He's not allowed to cut his hair like a nazir. Moreover, if, let's say, witnesses tell him that don't take upon yourself a vow of Naziris because you're in the cemetery and the Nazir can't be Tameh, and he takes it upon himself, or after he accepted upon himself the vow of Naziris, they warned him that he has to get out, and he doesn't get out because you're a Nazir, you can't be Tameh in the cemetery, he gets lashes. Now, a carbon of Naziris he doesn't bring as long as he didn't accept upon himself a Naziris of Tahara. Like our Mishnah said, that's for a different reason, because that's, as the Pasuk says, that you have to be the Tahar that became Tameh. But regarding your acceptance of a vow of Naziris, you are a full-fledged Nazir with all its ramifications, according to Rabbi Yechanan. Resh Lakosh Amar, he says, Ein Naziris Chalav. He says, no. If you take upon yourself a vow of Naziris in the cemetery while you're Tameh, then the vow of Naziris doesn't take effect. So the Gemara explains this machloikis. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, he says, Naziris Chalav, the Naziris takes effect. Because Savar, Rabbi Yechanan held, Mitla Talya Vakaima. That is that the Naziris of Tahara, which is what a Naziris has to be, you can't be Tameh, is hanging in the balance, so to speak. Which means to say that you really took a vow. Now, although that you're Tameh, so therefore you can't be liable for, let's say, a carbon of Naziris, but kiven the mashkecha Tahara chayla, the moment that you have an element of Tahara, it's going to take effect. And therefore, when you go out, automatically, the Naziris of Tahara takes effect, and you don't have to go ahead and do a new Kabbalah of Naziris. You already accepted it. It just couldn't take effect. But what could take effect, like let's say the prohibition of drinking wine or cutting hair, of course it took effect. There was one component of your Naziris which couldn't take effect because you're tummy ready. You weren't tar to become tummy. But when you do go out and you become tar, automatically you're tar, and therefore you don't have to go ahead and accept a new Naziris. You're already going to be liable for becoming tummy. He says, "A Naziris Chalav." He says, "No, if you're Tamei in the basic varas, Naziris does not take effect." And therefore, Ihad the Va'amar, if you go back and you say again, after you become a tar, that you want to become a nazir, then chayil aleha, then the naziris will take effect, meaning after you went out and you made yourself tar and you re-accepted your naziris. But if not, then not. Now, the Rush does point out, however, that even according to Rish Lakish, there is an obligation for this person that accepted upon himself a naziris to get out and to re-accept his vow of naziris, as it's obvious from the first Perek of Masechet Nedarim. Now, moreover, the Rush says, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that there, besides the law of the prohibition of Tumah, which we said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, since you accepted upon yourself a naziris, and it took effect, that if people warn you to get out, and you don't, you're going to be liable for the lashes for Tumah, there's also the law of Bal Ta'achar, because that obviously the naziris of Tahara has to take effect, and it's incumbent upon you to do that. Now, moreover, the Rush says that it's, as he actually explains a little bit later on, that according to Rish Lakish, that although he says you have to re-accept the naziris when you get a bit tahar, when you get out, but you don't have to have a full-fledged kabbalas naziris. You just have to say, I want to be in my naziris that I accepted upon myself, but you don't have to take upon yourself a whole new acceptance of a naziris. Says the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Did it take effect or did it not take effect? If it did, then you're liable for everything. And again, just not a carbon because it didn't take effect, but if it take effect, automatically it does. Whereas the Kondosh Lakish says, no, you can't be a Nazir, you're Tamei. A Nazir is someone that's Tahar, and you're already in a situation of contrary to Naziris, and therefore it can't, when you get out, you become Tahar, then you could re-accept it upon yourself. Now, Eitzvei Birchen Rish Lakish. Birchen asked Rish Lakish from our Mishnah. A Mishnah was discussing the same case. So the Mishnah says, Misha Nazir who beveis akfaras, of someone while he's in the cemetery, accepts upon himself a vow of naziris. So the Mishnah said, "Afilah hayisham shleishim yom, even if he was there for 30 days, which is already the conclusion of his naziris, in oilam in aminyan, he hasn't counted yet one day of his naziris, and ve'ena mevi carbon tuma, he doesn't bring a carbon tuma." Now, the inference of Rabbi Yechanan is, "Carbon tuma hu deloy maisi." Why the Mishnah picks only one element? It says that it's not oilam in aminyan, meaning he's not going to bring a carbon of tuma. Now, what that sounds like is that only a carbon tumi not going to, because that we explained that the pasuk infers that you have to be tahar to become tummy. But here you were tummy from the inception. But it sounds like that naziris takes effect, and the reason is because if naziris didn't take effect, then why would the Mishnah say you don't bring a carbon tumi? What do you mean? You're not a nazir in the first place to bring any carbon, to have any even liability whatsoever. Obviously, it's only carbon naziris of tumi you don't bring, but everything else takes effect. On that Amalei, on that Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, no. Eina b'toyras tumah. It means that you're not in the halachic categorization of tumah, and that is v'eina b'toyras carbon. You're not in the halacha of bringing a carbon from becoming tumah. In other words, the Mishnah actually, the Rish Lakish says, sounds like him, because it says, eina oila lemin haminyan. It means to say you don't count any of those days, meaning to say because there is no naziris whatsoever. And that's what the Mishnah continues and says, that means to say that if you do become tummy afterwards, even if you became tar, you're not going to get lashes, you're not going to be karma tumma until you become tar, and then you accept upon yourself a kabbalah of naziris, then you're going to be a nazir. But if not, you're not in the category of tumma, not in the category of a carbon, because Rish Lakish holds, in oilam in aminyan, means to say there's no counting, you're not a nazir whatsoever. So the Gemara continues, Eitzvei, Rabbi Yochanan asked Rish Lakish from a braisa. The braisa says, Misha hayah tameh v'nazir. Again, same type of a case, just not in the cemetery. Someone was tameh, and he accepted upon himself a vow of naziris. So the Braisa says, Asur legaleach v'lishto yisyayin v'litam lemesim. It says clearly, seemingly like Rabbi Yochanan, you're forbidden to cut your hair, to drink wine, to become tameh lemesim. And moreover, v'mgilach v'shasa yayin v'nim lemesim, if you cut your hair, drink wine, to become tameh lemesim, harezah sevigaz abam, you get lashes. Now, so Rabbi Yochanan says, he says, if you say like me that the naziris takes effect, that makes sense. Well, you get lashes. But if you say like you that it doesn't take effect, why are you getting lashes? You're not a nazir at all. So that the Gemara continues on top of Yitzayim and Alf and answers for Rish Lakish, what are we talking about over here in this price? It's talking about where the person went out of his state of tumah through hazah, from the Paraduma ashes and through Tefillah, and then he accepted upon himself an acceptance of Naziris, which that's what how Rish Lakish had defined it before, and then V'nichnas, then he goes back into a state of Tamor, let's say into a cemetery, that's where the Bryce is talking about that you'll get lashes. Now, Similarly, that's pretty obvious. Why would I need a brisa to say this halacha? If you say like Rabbi Yechanan, so that's a chiddush, and saying that even though he was tamei and he took the naziris, so he's liable for all these things. But according to Rish Lakish, where no, if you're tamei, you don't become a nazir. It's just talking about that he left that state of tamei and accepted upon himself a naziris, and then he's liable. Of course, you became tar, you accepted a new naziris, so of course you're gonna be liable. What's the chiddush of that case of you were tamei and you became a nazir, but you weren't even a nazir according to Rish Lakish? So that the Rashi explains the chiddush in the brisa according to Rish Lakish interpretation would be that even though he didn't accept upon himself a full-fledged Kabbalah of Naziris, again, as we had mentioned from the Rush beforehand, all he says, Areini Nazir, but not a full-fledged Kabbalah of Naziris, and that we said that that's going to be enough to make him a Nazir, again, because Rish Lakish holds, although he holds that, doesn't take effect, but you took upon yourself to become a Nazir, as the first Pekim Sechtin Dharma speaks about it, that even according to Rish Lakish, you're going to be liable Baal Ta'achar, you can't delay it, you have to fulfill this Naziris. So therefore, when you come out and you become tahar and you re-accept it, it's not a full-fledged re-acceptance. And that's the chiddush of the Braisa, that therefore, although you didn't make a full-fledged acceptance, since you made it when you were tamei, which again didn't take effect for Naziris, but it's enough to now say that all you have to do is just to refer to that earlier acceptance, which is enough of a re-kabbalah. That's the chiddush according to Rish Lakish, that therefore that's enough to make you liable now as a new Naziris. But again, not like Rabbi Yochanan had said, it's not when you are tamei. According to Rish Lakish, there's no acceptance of Naziris whatsoever. And for even when you become tar, you would have to make at least some modicum, some level of a reacceptance of Naziris when you're Yaitze. And then if you're Nichnas, then you'll be liable for all those things, including a carbon of, or even the lashes of becoming Tameh, according to Rish Lakish.